definitely human.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
On the prosperous island city of Fortuna, our worthy adventurers have enjoyed the pleasures of a moonlit cruise on the canals and engaged in an invigorating nighttime romp with some violent thugs. Now they prepare to rendezvous with their employer and continue their mission. But first, they must take stock of their strengths and delegate appropriate roles as the darkness of Fortuna's tunnels brings out their unique gifts. Climbing, spelunking, Pax Fortuna! Innocent Certainty, Part 3.
I feel a little bit responsible for letting Devin kind of escape us or run so far ahead of us. So I turn to the others and I say, well, Devin was seemed to be in a great hurry, but I think he's gone down the manhole now into the sewers. I suppose we'd better follow him.
Might not be a bad idea to go underground, seeing now we're being hunted by random people.
Quite right. I can see in the dark as well, right?
As a gnome, you can.
Dwarves can do, right? Can dwarves do that as well?
Dwarves can, yes.
Okay.
Can orcs?
No.
Fair enough.
Only problem is, won't be able to see anything when we're down there.
Mm. Oh, yes. Well, I mean, that won't be a problem for myself or for Almira here, but perhaps...
Where's that then?
Well, dwarf kind, they can, you know, they can see in the dark.
As can gnomes.
Oh, I don't know, I think you're making that up. That sounds like a lie to me. What do you think, Abstinence? Have you seen the dark as well?
No, I definitely can't see in the dark. Your father was a cave orc? He couldn't see in the cave? I don't know, it just seems like all you guys have...
Believe it or not, we have mastered fire. We worked that one out.
Okay.
Not all non-humans are the same, Abstinence.
Oh, sorry, yes, of course. I wasn't suggesting.
You've got some peculiar ways yourself, all right? So don't go pointing any fingers.
We're all special in our own way, aren't we? Yes.
Quite right. All right, well...
You hear a very distant thump.
From down.
From down.
Well, let's get a move on, yeah?
A fine idea, Father. Right,
we've wasted enough time already.
Just Devin screaming down there. <as well.
laughs> Father, you lead the way.
Okay. I take another look down into the inky
there
darkness.
There is a ladder.
Okay, I start descending it.
Who's following this?
Might
let's
make sense
out.
For me to take up the back since I can see in the dark.
Okay.
And I can kind of keep an eye on you guys.
We'll
in front
feel
of me.
Our way.
Yeah, I'll just grope your way. Yeah.
I place my hand on the father's head.
On my bald pate.
Yeah. You just lead the way, father.
Yes, very good, very good.
Your head's very sweaty, father. Surprising for someone made of rock.
It's just an unguent I rub on my head. It keeps it soft and supple.
Okay.
A slightly massage. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Selwyn and Nenda are having a bit of a moment. Yeah.
But let me know the name of it.
Okay, well, so what okay. do I see down...
Well, as you go down, it's a narrow manhole, but big enough of a box. And it descends pretty much straight down, about 40 feet. And then as you look down, you can see the floor beneath you, but it's about 10 feet away from where the ladder ends up here.
Did Devin get the box down here?
Could you make a perception check?
Yeah, let's make a perception point. Check. And 4.
You hear nothing but the grunting of the people above you.
Okay. I'm going to drop down, I suppose.
Hey, Giorgio.
Yeah?
Make a dexterity check.
16.
Okay. You take half a d4 damage. But I refuse to let you get away with this.
4, so 2 damage?
Yeah, go on, take 2.
Okay. Yeah, I took a little bit of a bump dropping down, but... I'm glad to be able to help Selwyn get down.
You're right down there. If I just put my feet, I awkwardly put my feet on your head and shoulders.
I try to guide his foot to my shoulder.
I expect this is probably going to go really well.
Okay, could you, Selwyn, please make a dexterity check?
10.
It's difficult to stand on Theobald's very oiled head. So you almost slip off a few times, but then disembark without grace, but also without damage.
Think we managed that perfectly, Father.
Yes, rather, yes.
And abstinence is next.
Mm-hmm. If I just lower myself down and, just grab my
waist. Just hold out my hands and just, like, plop you down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very simple, and I guess... Almira, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get down there, Selwyn and Abstinence, obviously you can't see anything, but Theobald and Almira, you can. You've picked up a dice.
Well, now that I'm down here, can I do a perception check?
Yes, you can. Actually, you both can, Theobald and Almira.
8.
2.
There may be something coming from the passage towards your left, but you're not sure. That could be the echo of something that's come from a different direction.
Well, I think to the left... I have a feeling. Dwarven stone sense.
I tap my nose even though no one can see me.
We can all see, you can't see it.
Yeah, I poke myself in the eye. See no more.
Okay.
I very loudly take off my backpack and it just like rattles all these pots and pans and echoes out across the whole tunnel. And I have some stuff to make a fire with. I don't know if I'd have a torch though.
Mm.
I'd have flint. Has anyone got any wood they don't need?
No. No, I need all the wood I have.
This is awkward. let's see. Yeah, I probably got like a branch that I would use to put my tent together, so I'm just gonna have to burn that. I'll find another one. There's wood about, usually.
But wait, I've got the spell to create fire, right?
Yes. And hold it? Like
yeah, I just create a little bowl of fire.
Oh, and that's
just...
useful. That's
yeah.
Really
okay,
useful.
Yeah, you won't be able to do anything with your hands, but you can...
That's fine.
Have your hands as your torch.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Yeah. Oh, you're
okay.
Your most
well,
I think I should probably still make a torch anyway, just in case you need to use your hands at some point.
Very okay. Prudent. Very prudent.
Do I need to make a survival check for that?
Yes, please do. Advantage as well, because you have a skill.
Let's see. Are those things?
18. Sweet. What was the other one out of interest?
1.
Yeah.
Set myself on fire.
Yeah. Okay, yes, you lash a few sticks together that you've used for your tent with some string, and you can light the end of it. It's not a purpose-built torch, so it will just burn evenly all the way down to your fingers over time. But for now, it will do.
All right, well, that's more like it, isn't it? Can I now make a perception check?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, yeah.
15.
Okay, you can see a small figure of Devin in the distance down the left tunnel, limping... a little, and pushing the box as best he can down the tunnel.
I think that's the little guy over there.
Oh, yes, there he is.
At one time, the tiles might have shown decorative designs, but now they're so scuffed and faded that only a trace of colour hints at the loss of a more delicate era. Raw stone walls curve in a semicircle with the apex 10 feet above the cracked floor. You know how tall it is, though, because you fell it.
It's exciting to be under a city with so much infrastructure. right?
Yes, yes.
It's wonderful down here. Very roomy. I wonder if anyone lives down here. I'm currently on the beach. It gets a bit cold there and wet as well. Haven't quite figured out the tides yet. But I'll get there.
You should come and live at our parish. We take in all manner of vagrants and indigents.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say, Father.
No matter how filthy, no matter how flea-bitten, you will always have a warm bed.
That's lucky because I'm quite filthy. So. Yes. Encrusted, some might say. So it's good to know. Thank you.
As you get closer to Devon, it's quite easy for you to catch up with him. Could you all make another perception check?
14?
5.
4.
16.
Almira, you notice there's some kind of commotion coming from inside the box. Maybe some scratches at the walls. And then Devon bangs on it quickly. But then sees you guys coming up behind him and stands in front of you. Oh, you made it down here, did you?
Hello, Mr. Gifford. Yes, we're here just like we said we would be, fulfilling our end of the contract.
Very good, very good. Yes, well, these tunnels comprise old Fortuna. Of course, you being newcomers may not know that the city above, New Fortuna, was built on the skeleton of the old. So these tunnels should follow the same streets as above.
That's lucky. I don't know the way on the New Fortuna either, though. So.
Oh, that's fine. We'll that's just fine. Follow your lead and... You follow me, and if I could, I'm sorry, impose upon you again. And he nudges the box a little closer to you.
I feel really bad.
I say, I just wanted to go over again what happened up on the street. You see, I'm a middle-aged dwarf in my late middle age, and I'm afraid I'm not as sprightly as I used to be, but I really meant to keep up with you there, Devon. And
that's quite all right. That's quite... I'm so, so... I may have shown a little hot-headedness up there. I'm not proud of my actions either. I'm so sorry I saw you get injured. Are you all right now?
Well, a little bit of bruising, but nothing time won't heal.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm quite proud of our actions. I don't know about you guys.
You especially killed it.
Very good.
Yes, thank you all for your brilliant service.
Who are those?
Those were robbers of some kind. They are abound in Fortuna, especially at this time of night. I was hoping we wouldn't run into any trouble, but unfortunately they found us. No worries, though. They will not find us down here.
How curious. They seem to be very angry at us, calling us monsters.
They were quite specific, unfortunately. Mr. Gifford, can I ask you a question?
Must you?
Mr. Gifford, I don't mean to be insulting. Please forgive me if I seem insulting. I don't mean to be insulting at all. However, I don't know that any of us actually signed up for the risk of bodily harm this evening.
I do recall telling you it came with some threat of danger.
He did say that.
No, that's true. You are an honest fellow. I would never doubt that for not even a second. You are an honest fellow.
Thank you.
Entirely characterized by your integrity and your pure honesty. However, I would like to ask you, what's in the box?
I thought we agreed we weren't going to know what was in the box.
That was one of the rules.
Yes.
I don't even know what's in the box, but...
But you did just kick the box, though, didn't you?
What?
I mean, I saw... I mean, again, I'm not questioning your integrity, not for a second, but I did see you kick the box.
Oh, yeah, oh, sorry, yes, I was merely angry at the box for having slowed down our progress with its weight and bulk.
Oh, my child. I pat his cheek.
But I've forgiven it now.
Is that, Is that a human thing, do you suppose? Getting angry at inanimate objects?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Pretty human.
Okay, so he is ready to lead the way.
Let's continue as we have.
Does someone want to carry the torch and I'll carry the box and...
I can carry the torch, I'll lead from the front.
I'll carry the other end of the box.
So you progress down the tunnel for some half an hour and the torch is almost burnt down now. But you see that beside one of the wall, there are shoes.
Hmm.
Elegant, velvety shoes, perhaps a little scuffed. And beside them, tattered clothes, or what look like clothes. They look like they've been ripped.
How curious. Suppose someone has just left some rubbish here.
Can we investigate it a little bit?
Mm. Yeah, I'd like to take a look. Is there anything that I can salvage from this? Any of the clothes look...
Yeah, well, the clothes themselves, you can't tell exactly what they used to be. They're too ripped, but they were deeply patterned and quite colourful.
I'd like to take some. Always good to have some rags. You never know when you need rags.
Very useful rags.
If I have knowledge in aristocracy, would I be able to make a perception check to see if I would know anything about them?
You can, if you want to examine the robes.
Oh, six.
Well, they seem like fairly expensive clothes, not what you'd expect from aristocracy.
Right.
Because even though they are fairly expensive, they're still quite worn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you can really discern from them.
These look like some very tattered old rags.
Devin turns around and says, What's going on?
These rags. I'm holding up the box, so I can't really do much. All right.
And you've got the rags on.
Grabbing rags with one hand, like pulling them down. It's just free stuff, Devin. Some free stuff down here. Like stuffing it in my bag.
He looks kind of confused and is, oh, I see. Well, please save your trash collecting for the surface. We're on quite a tight schedule. It'll be morning in a couple of hours.
Let's press ahead.
As you walk further on, could you make perception checks again?
One.
Seven.
Six.
Seven.
We're perceptive.
It's been a long
Yeah.
Well, you progress further.
Heedlessly.
What's my marching order here?
Devin's right at the front with the torch, mm-hmm. and then there's Selwyn and Father. Theobald.
Yeah, okay.
With the box.
And I guess you guys are
behind you.
Yeah, behind you.
You
wanted
to be right at the back, right?
So we're like two,
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
So as Devin is moving ahead, something seems wrong with his foot. He stops and starts kind of like kicking out his foot. I appear to have been snagged on something here.
I take a look with my dark vision.
Could you make a perception check, please?
Seven.
No, I don't see anything. Keep going.
Okay, yeah, well, he manages to free his leg and walks forward more gingerly.
Can I stop and see what he's got snagged on?
You can make a perception check.
Nine.
You can see nothing.
I'd like to do the same because I'm closer to the ground.
Do you know why you in abstinence both?
Three.
18.
Nice.
Abstinence, you alone, out of everybody,
nothing here,
can see a thin strand of something at maybe ankle height along the tunnel.
A thin strand of something that he's snagged himself on. Is the
yeah, he's
strand...
kind of kicked it off now.
Is it like a vine? Some sort of tentacle?
Like how thick is it?
Less than a hair's width.
Mm.
Devin, who's walking ahead, turns around and he's like, the air is weird here. Could you come up here, please?
The air is weird.
Sticky, almost.
Well, we are in a sewer. I mean, I don't expect
it
to
musty
be...
musty down here, yes.
Yes, but this part of the tunnel shouldn't be used as a sewer. We'd have been overrun by sewage long ago if that were the case.
Hmm.
He puts his hand forward and seems to get it entangled on something.
Well, is it safe to proceed, or should we stop and have a look around, Devin?
Let's have a look. I don't want to risk the box.
Let's put down the box and secure the area.
Okay.
He starts poking the stub end of a torch forward to see if there's anything there.
I walk confidently towards Devin. Clap him on the shoulder. What's all this about, then?
As you swing your hand to clap him, please make a dexterity check.
Six.
You feel your arm get snagged in something. Elastic, but very strong strands. Grab at your hand and stick to it.
That's odd. I seem to have got stuck on something.
I step forward and I'm kind of brushing my hands together from the box and I say, well, what's the hold up here? I step confidently towards Devin.
Okay. You can, I guess, take a look at Selwyn's hand.
Yeah, I look up at Selwyn. Is this some sort of...
very
orcish Hi. Greeting? You just got your hand in midair?
No, I mean, yes, it is as well. That so happens, but that's a coincidence. No, it's got stuck on something.
You do see, you don't need a perception check now because it's on Selwyn's hand, faintly glistening in the light. You see impossibly thin strands of something. They're reflecting the light, and further on in the tunnel, they increase in diameter and density.
Can I make a knowledge history check? I've got knowledge history as a skill. Can I make a check to see if I know or have heard of anything like this?
You absolutely can, yes.
Eight.
You can't think of anything that would be...
How curious.
So what do you think, Father? Should I yank on it, or is it safe to do that, or what?
Doesn't seem It doesn't seem like a good idea. Well, I suppose we must free ourselves.
As you look at it closer now, you can see that the strands aren't white or clear, like you first thought. They're translucent and multicolored, like a mini rainbow has been trapped in each strand.
How bizarre.
Can I cast Detect Magic?
Yes, you can.
I cast Detect Magic.
Please roll a spell check.
A one.
Oh, no.
I just kind of shake out my sleeves. Here we go.
I have nothing but the utmost confidence in your father.
Thank you. Quite unnecessary. Cast a spell 1,000 times.
I breathe in deep, waiting for the spell to take effect.
Not once has anything ever gone wrong.
I've never seen dwarven magic. This should be fantastic.
You drop your hands to cast Detect Magic. The only thing you can see is a slight haze around your own hands.
Well,
is it working? Do you know what it is yet?
I believe my hands might be faintly magical.
Is it blocking your magic?
Yes. Yes, this tunnel must be precisely calibrated to frustrate my eldritch energies.
Wow. Well, I can't pretend I'm not a little disappointed. Hoping for something a little more dramatic. Almira, could you wish it away, do you think?
Well, I appreciate your confidence in the gnomic race. However, I'm not actually possessed of any magic of that kind. However, I do have the magic of my own ingenuity. And I feel very confident that I will be able to free you from this silken web that you have caught yourself in. I'm going to try all of the tools in my toolkit on this.
Name them each and,
right.
And let's see.
Plenty of time, no rush.
I'm going to start with a pair of scissors.
These are small gnomic scissors, like a child's size.
Like sewing scissors.
They're more like sewing scissors. So they're small, sharp, but they're very sharp.
Okay. Well, yes, they would cut through.
They do cut
this
through
webbing. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to.
It takes a little bit of time to really get through.
I'm an industrious sort. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, okay.
I love hard work.
Devin's getting bored and frustrated. Starts like foot and kicking at the webbing and trapping his own foot and almost falling over.
I'm happy to take my dagger out, and if the scissors cuts, then I'm sure the dagger would also slice through. I mean, I don't know how thick it gets.
Are you trying to do it in a kind of delicate way, or are you trying to hack through?
Just like, yeah, swiping through the strands.
Okay, as you move forward to start swinging, like make an attack check against the web.
15.
Okay, yeah, you can slice through to where Devin is. His shoe is stuck, and he starts grabbing onto you for purchase, try and yank his...
It's okay, Devin.
...his shoe free.
I don't know if we should continue on in this tunnel.
Abstinence is a very, very astute observation. I agree with you entirely.
Am I free now?
You're free now, yes, you are, Selwyn.
I have to say, Father, I prefer gnomish magic to dwarven magic.
Well, it's not quite a fair comparison.
Absolutely, not a comparison at all, in my opinion.
Oh, goodness.
Devin is flustered. Now, he's managed to pull his shoe free, but he says, where's football? Can you create some sort of fire here? Just burn it away?
Yes, I certainly can.
I look at I look at Selwyn and I step forward and I kind of roll up my sleeves again. Strike a more dramatic pose than I need to for the spell, you know. And,
I mean, you can cast it in your hands without
15.
But, yeah, that's great. I'm really happy.
I was looking the other way. I sort of turned back as you already cast the spell. It's like, where did that fire come from? Did you make the fire, Almira, for our father here?
No, I cannot claim to have any sort of magic powers when it comes to fire. That is entirely Father Theobald's doing.
Yes, all me.
Okay, great. As you are holding your hands up to the webbing, they start catching light. Georgia, make a dexterity save to get out of the way as it all goes up in flames.
Oh, a three.
A three.
Wow.
Oh.
It's all right. I'm a dwarf. We're naturally fireproof.
That is true. Dwarves are naturally fireproof. Your clothes aren't, of course.
<It's true. laughs> Happened many times before.
And as for webbing sparks to life, your clothes do catch a little bit of fire on your arms.
Okay.
But you can just pat it down.
I pat it with the back of my hand because it's still fire. So I'm just kind of like stroking it out.
And that's normal, I suppose. Every time you do the fire spell, Father, you also catch on fire.
Well, it depends. I'm battling these kinds of strange webbing. Let's proceed. Devin, where's Devin?
Devin has leapt out of the way of the fire, which is now burning in a multicoloured haze around you that stings your eyes, but does no actual damage. It takes a few minutes for the web to fully go up, and you can wait a little bit more time if you want the smoke to clear or forge on through. Devin seems quite keen to get through as quickly as possible. He says, something's going on here. I don't like this.
Well, I don't like the idea of rushing into smoke without being able to see what's in front of us.
How much further down the tunnel?
Devin ascertains accurately that you are probably a couple of hours away.
Hours? Wow.
Goodness.
Still a long way to go then.
All the strands have been burnt away?
Yes.
As far as we can tell.
Yes, I have. There's still a haze hanging near the ground now.
Some sort of booby trap, do you suppose? Mm.
Feels that way, doesn't it?
Well, nothing for it. I suppose let's carry on.
You've picked up a box again, I assume. Mm-hmm.
Do we want to get paid or not?
Let's go. Yes.
Six shillings.
We're going to be rich.
Imagine how many rags you can buy.
I haven't quite got used to the currency here yet, but I imagine that's probably quite a lot, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Substantial amount, I think.
As you move forward, a few minutes pass for webbing. Please make a perception check.
Six.
Two.
14. Four.
Almira, you see in the distance, the rest of you are kind of distracted by your stinging eyes, and so is Devin, but you see something in front of you, a mass blocking the tunnel.
Is it moving at all?
It isn't, no. Mm. But as you approach a little more, it turns around, and you see a chilling sight, a spider, so large it almost blocks the tunnel.
Oh my God.
It appears to have pale pink, disgustingly human skin.
Ew.
And you can see, even from here, small, fine hairs on its body and limbs that almost look like the hairs that might be on your own arms. As you look at its head, you notice that the six eyes that dot its face all have clearly defined green irises set in white corneas, and they stare at you unblinkingly.
Oh, that's not good.
Our heroes have been treated to an example of one of Fortuna's exotic wildlife, an astonishing species of giant spider unknown to civilization. Such wonders are sure to delight all visitors, even in the depths of our city's musky undercarriage. See how the flickering flame illuminates its healthy pink skin and elegant green eyes. You've been listening to Through Innocence Certainty, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight and Tom Dalling, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Giorgio Mariani as Father Theobald Brandlebury, Eleanor Kohler as Almira Q. Appleby, David Knight as Selwyn Bloodstorm, and Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.